Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Lots of different stuff. We give it all away, and you can enjoy over at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content on the site as well. So you see something online that you want to share with us, share with our listeners, submit it as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. At that point, people will then vote on it, hopefully. Hopefully it will acquire enough votes to make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com. For those of you that are just tuning into the program, you are coming into the middle of a conversation about old technology. And what started the whole conversation was a discussion about new tech and new payment methods that, for instance, Starbucks is going to be implementing.
Square wallet.
Yeah, where you'll be able to come in with your smartphone and pay with the Square wallet program, which uses near-field communication, I believe is what one of the techs.
Yes, NFC.
Yep, and also you can scan QR codes
as
well.
And the NFC is already being used by, you know, some gas stations with the Quick Pass.
Yep.
I think the toll road, the Easy Pass, that's RFID.
Is it?
But it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you just have to be in the vicinity of something.
So we were talking about the new tech, and that kind of led into a conversation about old tech. And the question was, you know, what old tech's still out there and still in service? What is it that people are using today that you'd be surprised, that people would be a little bit surprised to hear that people are still using? And Barbara Cavelli on Facebook says analog watches and 35mm film. I mean, even watches alone, I think, are less popular today than previously.
I couldn't tell you the last time I wore a watch.
It's been a long time for me. I mean, ever since I've had a cell phone, basically, I have seen no reason to have a watch because the cell phone provides the same reason I would have a watch.
Well,
it's a little less convenient.
Before I had a cell phone, I didn't wear a watch. Just
really?
I don't like the way it feels, just having something on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like.
That was never an issue for me, but, you know, and of course, having something on your wrist is going to be the fastest way to check the time, because if you've got a cell phone, you got to pull it out of your pocket
right.
or off the holster, turn it on, and then check the time. You know, as far as it, for me, it's just not worth it. Some people are saying here on our Facebook page that Brian Sovereign says, I still wear a calculator watch that Casio still makes brand new. So that's pretty old.
Does anybody still have the old television watch?
Whoa, no, what is that? Like Dick Tracy? I mean, what?
Yeah, where it had like a little miniature television.
Wow. No, I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Or how about the old portable TVs? Do you remember?
I remember portable TVs. That's why I'm saying I can't imagine them getting TV tech down to a size where you could have it on a watch.
It was very horrible picture.
Right. I can't imagine it would receive much of anything. I mean, because you'd have to have because it'd have to be an antenna-based TV, right? Like, you wouldn't be jacking in your PlayStation to that or anything like that.
No, it had, you know, like a little small receiver. Yeah, you had to be standing
in the right place. You had to be by the transmitter.
You had to be in the right place to get a signal.
Right. So, pinball machines, according to Gary F., yeah, although pinball machines are still being manufactured. I think that, although I guess that qualifies, right? Like something that's kind of old, still being used.
Old, and yeah, I'm surprised that they're actually still being made.
They still make them. You know, if you go into, I guess, the occasional food joint and or...
Yeah, there's a pizza place that still has one in the lobby here close.
And there are still people that make money off of repairing those because pinball machines are constantly needing to be repaired. So let's go back here to your phone calls and see what you think. Jackson, Mississippi, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes. Hi, guys. Well, the RCA ribbon microphone would definitely fall in that category. And if anyone is lucky enough to hold on to one, they're worth thousands of dollars now.
Whoa.
And they haven't been made in decades, but they're highly desired for recording studios and broadcast stations. And there are certain shops that will replace the ribbon. And I think there's an imitation manufacturer making those things now. But, of course, RCA hasn't made any broadcast equipment in several decades.
Now, the ribbon microphone, is that...
is the best one.
Jack, I'm sorry I spoke over you there for a second. The ribbon microphone, is that like the one that Johnny Carson used to have on his desk there on the Tonight Show?
Right, and also, now Shure made one, too, that hasn't been made, but, of course, the RCA was the king of it, and it was the big round bullet-shaped thing that had a bullet, a round top and a bottom, and I think Carson did have that. And, of course, that, together with the tube microphone, it just makes you sound like God if you have one. And
I think Larry King.
An imitation that's almost as good, but nobody really had it as good as RCA did. Hmm. And that 77DX was the latest, the last one that they ever made. But they had some previous models that even went back to the 1930s and 40s that people were just... I mean, you see those in auctions and stuff go for thousands of dollars.
So now that's a different kind of a category. That's like a category of something that's old that has a huge following, or at least a large enough following to make them, those that still exist, very valuable, as opposed to all the other old equipment that's just junk and lying in a landfill somewhere, which is different from the category of stuff that is old but is still new, like available new today. Like you can go today and buy brand new, you know, VHS tapes. You can go today and buy brand new floppy disks. This is more of the category of, what's useful to people today that's surprising.
Yes.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight, or Jack, appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bobby's in Lakeland listening via his TuneIn application. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'd like to tell you how I found you guys, and also I'd like to get your perspective on this General Petraeus thing. Is that okay?
All right. Sure, yeah, we can talk about anything you want. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I found you first on RadioStreamingGuide.com. I'm a radio junkie. I like listening to talk radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a website that shows all the different shows that are on and categorizes them and stuff. And that's how I first found you. I don't even own a radio. I listen through my phone and my internet, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Exia Live. And I listen to you guys usually on TuneIn. On Exia Live sometimes, and then on Saturday nights, I'll flip on iHeartRadio and put you guys on a station like that you're on a regular radio station, you know? So I'm trying to maybe give you guys credit, you know, because I don't know if they can see the streams and how many people are using it. So I like to bounce it around, you know, so
cool, man.
If they can see the number count and everything, that, you know, we're listening from everywhere.
Appreciate that. So what about this Petraeus thing?
Well, General Petraeus, he had to step down today because he had an affair, and
that's
Obama
the excuse.
Him. Yes,
he's a war criminal and deserves to be punished.
So
I don't know. That's why I'm asking about you guys. I don't know what you guys think about it. Do you think it's a setup? You think it's real?
I think the affair is an excuse. Case?
So the affair actually happened, is what you're saying?
I don't know if it happened or not, but that was the reasoning that he gave during the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that Petraeus and Hillary Clinton both resigned within 24 hours of one another.
Was he having sex with Hillary Clinton?
No. I am going to poke my eyes out now because of the mental image that you put in my brain. No, Hillary Clinton is not the person that he supposedly had sex with.
I mean, what do you say about it, right? I mean, okay, he's leaving. They're going to replace him with some other general,
right.
And they're going to kill more people.
But if you look into the Benghazi situation, where the American ambassador to Libya was murdered a couple months ago, General Petraeus and Hillary Clinton both sort of covered up some information, and some people are saying that they are directly responsible for the death of the ambassador.
I have a feeling they'll probably never actually be held responsible for it. Thanks, Bobby, for the call, man. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection 1, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection 1. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protection1.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protection1.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. And you can talk about anything that you want, though I know more about old technology than I do about General Petraeus. You were the one who actually mentioned that before the show, Daryl. But, you know, you can call in about anything that you want. I wish I knew more. I mean, I wish I was better informed.
He's a war criminal, and he should be punished, but he won't be.
Yeah.
Just like George Bush, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Well, now, George, going back, you know, every living president has bombed somewhere.
And gotten away with it.
And gotten away with it.
Committing murder by proxy and getting away with it. So that's what's going to happen here. I mean, one politician trading for another, one general trading for another. I mean, to me, it's not even news.
One secretary of state trading for another. And now they're saying that Hillary's actually going to be preparing possibly to run again in 2016.
Sure, why not? I mean, somebody's going to run. It can't be Obama. Yeah. So, 855-450-FREE. But, you know, color me less than impressed with news about politicians coming and going, because the names change over the years, but what doesn't change is the oppression. People keep, you know, being less free over time. The government continues to become more oppressive, more intrusive, more, more expensive. And these politicians, no matter whether Republican or Democrat, certainly aren't looking to change that.
Yeah.
You know, whoever this new general is isn't going to all of a sudden withdraw the troops. I mean, he can't do that.
Of course not.
So he's not going to recommend to withdraw the troops either, because they seek power. And cutting back on government and withdrawing troops would be lessening power. And that's not what they want. So you can bring up anything, though, at 855-450-FREE. And also, I want to remind you that if you're tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it, and you think perhaps that the single scenario focus of survivalists on the TV shows is silly, with all the fear hyping, do you sometimes wonder about the reality of historical and potential disaster situations? Well, there's a book that can help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, as well as what you can do about it. And that book is Strategic Survival. You can go to strategicsurvival.com to learn more, and you'll find out that with the knowledge in this book and the other material that it references, by taking simple action that you can prepare with, and you'll turn fear into worry and confidence and peace. So fear and worry into confidence and peace. That's what Strategic Survival can help you with. StrategicSurvival.com includes recommendations for training and practice for added confidence and experience. Because it's one thing to read about it, it's another thing to actually do it. So StrategicSurvival.com. Let's go to Keith listening in Delaware. You can bring up anything that you want. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. And it says here you're listening on the radio. Are you listening to WDOV?
I know that's the station that you guys are on. I don't think you're on there live now.
No, I didn't think so either. Okay, so I was a little surprised that they were airing us during the weeknight. So I guess you're not.
I just know that that's the station I've heard you on before, but I wanted to call in.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Am I speaking with Ian?
Yeah, and Daryl's here as well from FEP.cc.
Hey, Ian and Daryl. Ian, I just saw you on Breaking the Set with Abby.
Oh, excellent. RT.
Yeah. And that was mainly the reason I was calling in, because I just wanted to run something by you that's been bothering me all week.
Sure.
Just give me a minute to tell you what happened.
All right.
Sunday, I was driving down the road, and I, you know, kind of came up a hill, and then I was going down a hill, and the cop was sitting on the side as I was coming down the hill. Great spot for them to hide. And pulled me over. I was going about 17 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Okay.
So as he pulled me over, he's obviously asking me where I'm going. So I'm going to my friends. He wants to know who my friend is, blah, blah, blah. So he wants to see, you know, all my information. So as I'm kind of thumbing through my information that's in, like, sort of the console that's right next to my seat, I was looking for my insurance card, and I pulled out, a condom that was still in the pack.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a bag of pot or something like that. All right, go ahead.
No. So that's all it was. And it had a white, it's like, you know, plastic or whatever, and the back of it's white. So I give him my stuff, and he goes, and it was a young cop, and he was in the car with another officer who, you know, was a little bit older. It took him like 10 minutes to write me the ticket. So he finally comes out, and as soon as he comes to my car, he's like, "Can you step out of the car?" And
what?
I mean, you know, I'm just trying to not get a ticket, so
yeah.
I jumped out of the car. Now I know that was probably my first mistake.
Your first mistake was probably answering his questions, but go ahead.
Right. So then he says to me, "Is there anything in this car that I should know about?" I'm like, "No." And he's like, "You sure? When I, you know, I'm pretty sure I saw something when, you know, you were looking for your stuff." I'm like, I said, go ahead and look, because I had nothing to hide. So, oh boy. You know.
Or so you thought.
Well, no. I had nothing to hide. I didn't. There was nothing in that car. So,
well, that's cool, but some people say that, and they believe it, and then they find out they were wrong because a friend of theirs left a bag of pot in between the seats or something.
Plant something.
That's possible, too.
I mean, they could have planted something, but, you know, I wasn't thinking about it at the time. There's nothing in there. Dude, trust me. I know I know my car was clean. There's there was no problem. So
it's all the more reason to not let them search, but go ahead.
I know. So that's kind of what I'm getting at. So, you know, I just kept saying, go ahead and look. Go ahead. So he finally, like, I guess he got the nod from the other officer, and he looked. And he's like, yes, you're right, it's a condom. You can get back in the car now. Here's your ticket. Sorry about that. I thought I saw something.
Thought it was like a bag of drugs or something, I guess?
Yes. I mean, that's what they were getting at. Oh, because the cop said to me, the older cop said, you sure you don't have, like, a pack of vitamins or anything in there? And at that point, it clicked to me that he must have saw the condom packet. Because it's like, you know, a pack of vitamins is like the same little size.
Yep.
You know,
a
I'm sure
pack
you
of vitamins?
Yeah, like you could go in a convenience store.
A convenience store, they like sell you like a super pack of vitamins, you know, for like a day or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But, you know what I mean? It's
I've seen those.
Size as like a condom package.
Yep.
So that's immediately I knew that had to have been what he's talking about. It's like, I think you saw what you saw was a condom. And he's like, you sure? So, I mean, I know you're saying I should never answer their questions. I mean, I'm just trying to get out of a ticket. I didn't want to get a ticket. Do I have any, I mean, I gave them permission to look and all that. I'm going to go to court to fight the ticket, you know.
Oh, you got a ticket anyway, even after jumping through all their hoops?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and he never said or showed me the ticket before all that. I mean, so where did I go wrong, and do I have anything to fight?
Well, I don't, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody that they're wrong for doing what they think is going to get them out of a ticket. You know, like if a woman gets pulled over, sometimes you can cry and get out of a ticket or, you know, show a little cleavage and get out of a ticket, whatever it takes. So, like, I'm just,
I got no cleavage.
Yeah, you don't get to cry. It doesn't work for you. But, you know, so I don't feel bad. Like, if somebody feels like if they go one direction to get out of a ticket and it works, then good for them. In your case, it didn't work. You jumped through all their hoops, and they didn't, you know, they still gave you a ticket. Now, of course, they could have made life more difficult for you had you made things difficult on them. But ultimately, there's value, I think, in standing up for your rights and not bowing down to the ever-encroaching arm of the police state. But is there anything you can do about it? Let's come back and talk about that here in a moment. We'll see what Daryl thinks as well. So stand by, Keith. More in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. When involved in a police pullover, how cooperative should one be? What are your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. 7 nights a week, we're live from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. On your local radio station, maybe, or maybe they delay broadcast us, but even if you are listening to us in delay, you can still call during our live hours, 855-450-FREE, and you can still take control and bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-855-450-3733. Don't forget you can join us online where we've got news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, we've got a real good comment thread right now over on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. You go to news.freetalklive.com. You can link to our Facebook, our Twitter. You can sign up for email updates. Email, you're going to get the most critical news about Free Talk Live. You're going to know it first. Facebook and Twitter, you'll get that same news, but you'll also get more than that. You'll get updates during the show. You'll get questions we'll ask. So earlier tonight, we were talking about old technology. I asked the question, what old tech is surprisingly still being sold? Stuff like VHS, for instance. And folks have been giving good answers to that question all night long. We've got 28 comments there on the Facebook thread, which is a pretty busy comment thread.
Silver and gold.
Silver and gold is supposedly old tech. I guess
6,000 years.
I guess it's tech. I mean, if it's something that's new, that at some point was new, that helped people do something that they couldn't do before, I suppose 6,000 years ago, silver and gold were new
abacus.
Tech. Yeah, that's right. So you can see all that stuff over at the Facebook page. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or via email. Let's go back to Keith. He's listening in Delaware, and you were pulled over by the police, Keith. You just wanted to try to get out of the ticket, so you figured appeasement would get you out of the ticket. And this may work sometimes. I mean, you know, kissing the boot, kissing the ring may result in getting you out of a ticket. In this case, it didn't. You still ended up with the ticket, and you also had your dignity taken from you by the fact that the police went through your car. And now, it didn't sound like they did a full tear apart. Did they just search your center console? How far did they do the search?
They just searched the center console right where, you know, the condom package was.
Because he saw you digging around in there for your
condom and said, yeah, it's condom.
Yeah, he had seen you digging around in there and had spotted the condom real quick and thought maybe you had some pills or some kind of drug or something.
I think they might have thought it was like maybe a little baggie of coke or something because it like appears white, you know, like that or, you know, whatever you know, other kind of drugs could have been that color, you know.
Right. So you let them search. They found nothing, and they wrote you the ticket and sent you on your way. And your question was, what did you do wrong, and is there anything you can do after the fact?
That's part of it. And the other part, kind of want to go the opposite direction, would be, what should I have done?
Daryl, what are your thoughts on the situation?
Knowing that I had nothing in there, knowing that if they would have kept pressing in, I said, no, you can't search it, knowing that I was clean, knowing there was nothing in there, what would have happened?
Well, my suggestion is, you know, I've been pulled over numerous times, and I'll answer the initial, you know, where are you coming from questions most of the time, just because otherwise you definitely get off on the wrong foot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anything beyond that, and right now I'm driving around with expired registration.
I don't know if you should admit to that.
Well, I have a court date for it next month. Okay. So, you know, I am driving around with expired registration, and I confuse the cops by saying that I'm transient. Mm-hmm. Because I do not declare residency anywhere. The last time I got pulled over, the cop got so confused, he walked back to his car, immediately turned around, handed me my license, and what I handed him as registration, which is actually the registration renewal form, told me to slow down and to have a nice day.
So he could have written you a ticket?
He could have, but he got so confused, he didn't know what to do, so he just let me go.
There's no right answer here as far as what you should do.
As far as trial, I'm guessing you're taking this to trial.
When he asked me to get out of the car, what should I have done?
I would not have done that. I mean,
I should have asked him why.
Am I required to do this?
You could say something like, are you asking me to get out of the car, or are you ordering me to get out of the car? Just to clarify that. And if he says he's just asking you, then say, well, I'd politely decline that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some videos, from Flex Your Rights, where they say if the cop tells you to get out of the car, get out of the car, take
and lock the door behind
you. Lock the door behind you.
Yep, that's a possibility. If you feel like you must get out of the car, that's something that you can do. But otherwise, I wouldn't get out of the car.
As far as for the speeding ticket, what you could do is ask to see the calibration records.
They've usually got them, but it's a strategy.
And if it's not been updated within, I think it's 30 days, then you could get it thrown out because they're using something that may not be giving an accurate reading.
In theory, that is a possibility. Do you know someone who's actually won with that strategy?
I don't personally know, but I have heard people say that they know people where it's
I've seen it tried. It hasn't worked. So if the police department's on the ball and they're checking their equipment, that won't work. But it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you can, you know, ask for in discovery or whatever, or, you know, expect them to have when they come to court, for instance. But as far as, you know, what the right way to do these things is, there's no one size fits all way.
If I get up in front of the judge, you know, and plead not guilty or whatever, should I bring this incident up?
What incident? The search?
Yeah. Saying, look, you know, I made an innocent mistake. They also made an innocent mistake.
I don't know if they'll let the search in as evidence in the case.
They would probably say that it's irrelevant.
Yeah, they're gonna try to stick you to the facts in the case that are at hand, and the case at hand is whether or not you were speeding. What happened to you after the incident of speeding is not going to be relevant to the case. So likely any questions about that will be objected to and sustained. Would be my guess. But again, there's no real right answer to how to handle a police stop. If you feel like you got to keep your head down, if you feel like you need to minimize the amount of interaction you have with the police, that you just want to get out of tickets, then by all means, you know, kiss the ring and cry and see what you can do to get out of a ticket. But when you're ready to flex your rights, then go all the way and flex your rights. Don't answer the cops' questions. Don't tell them where you're going or where you're coming from. It's none of their damn business. And
what would have happened if I would have said to them, you know, if they would have pushed me on the fact, you know, that they thought they saw something and I said, you can't look in my car?
Well, it depends.
Tell them that you'll let them look once they have a warrant, and then they will likely determine that they don't have enough to get a warrant, they might make you sit there for an extra 15, 20 minutes.
They could make you sit there for another hour when they while they call a police dog out. One of the most important things you can do is ask if you're being detained and ask if you are free to go. And those are important questions because they really let you know instantly what the status of the situation is. In a lot of cases, the cops will write a ticket, and then they'll continue to investigate when you are absolutely free to go. In fact, there was a case that we talked about once where they pulled some guys over. They had written a ticket, and then the cop continued to chat the people up afterward, which led to even more trouble when they could have absolutely have left after receiving the ticket. So it's always important to know what your status is with the police. Are you being detained? If not, are you free to go? And at that point, get the hell out of there. And that was some of the advice I gave on RT on Breaking the Set, which I had the pleasure of being on today. And the clip of that should be online tomorrow. So once that's available, I'll hoot it out to our Twitter and Facebook so folks can see what that's about. But there's no way to predict. I mean, you could also decline. You could also decline to talk to them, and then they could pull you through the window of the car and commence beating on you.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen when you stand up for your rights, but it's something that I recommend doing, although I feel more comfortable doing it because I'm here in New Hampshire. So this is why I don't blame anybody for kissing the ring and flying under the radar until you can be somewhere where you can make a phone call to Porcupine 411 like we have here, have activists hear your message, and then get in their cars or on their bicycles and come to where you are to provide assistance with video cameras and witnesses. So, you know, if you don't have that support structure where you live, then there's nothing wrong with keeping your head down, because if you go up one man against the state, at some point they're going to crush you. Thanks for the call tonight, Keith. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain. Those are coming up next, but still enough time for you and your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free, even in these remaining moments at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We give them away. So once again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with others who think like you. You cannot be the one man who takes on the state all by yourself. You will be crushed. And we just had Keith on the line a moment ago from the Delaware area asking, how should he have handled the police pullover? Well, obviously I advocate people standing up for themselves and standing on their rights, but that's a tough thing. That's a tough road to hoe when you're all alone, when there's nobody around that can help you, when there's no community of liberty-minded people that's there to back you up or at the very least come to court with you.
Not only that, it's tough even when you do have that community around you.
Sure.
Just because you never know how the cop will respond.
Yeah,
you could answer everything they want in the way that they want it, and they'll still either find a way to arrest you or give you a ticket. You could stand up for your rights, confuse them with legalese of I'm officially transient, I don't declare residency, and just confuse him to where he doesn't know what to do and he lets you off. So it's one of those things, there is no right or wrong answer.
Right, and you never know if you're dealing with a rogue cop and what kind of crazy stuff they might try to pull. So I still advocate, you know, standing up for your rights, but I'm also advocating doing it in a smart fashion. And
right.
I think the smartest
and
way
I,
to do that, it is to have other people with you.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically what I'm saying. Do it in the smart way, but just always know that there is no right or wrong way to
right.
handle any situation.
Yeah, it just depends on what you want. If what you want is to preserve, you know, yourself for next time, is to keep your head below the waves, then, you know, maybe kissing the ring's the best way to handle that. But if you're ready to stand up, then be prepared for what consequences may come. And even if you are going to kiss the ring, there could still be consequences for you as well, because, you know, again, you never know what's going to set a cop off. But the best thing you can do, in my opinion, is to get together with other people that care about liberty, people that not only care about liberty but are willing to do something about it. So, I mean, as an example, Cecilia, who's one of the ladies in Keene at ladiesinkeene.com, she, when she was a newer mover here, there was an incident where she got pulled over in the neighborhood of the Keene Activity Center, which was, you know, convenient. Keene's not a big place. It's not hard to get anywhere in Keene in 5 to 10 minutes. And, of course, when you're in an area in which you have a fairly large amount of liberty activists, like Manchester, for instance, then if you make a call to, like, a Porcupine 411 or send out a Keene 411, these are two of the different communications methods that we have to communicate with one another in the area. We also have two-way radios as well, to a lesser extent. But, you know, you communicate with the local community. You let them know what's going on. Hey, I'm pulled over at X intersection. It's this time, you know, or whatever. I'm here now. People that are there that are, you know, not in the middle of working somewhere, if they've got the time, they'll come out. And there were a bunch of us that were at the Keene Activity Center at the time that she got pulled over. We piled into a couple cars and drove over and piled out of those cars. And we had like three or four video cameras trained on the police. And the cops around here are used to that. The cops where you are probably might not. You don't know how they're going to respond if somebody rolls out with a video camera.
Some of the videos from Austin or Phoenix.
Where they arrest people for having video cameras? Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's a real benefit to having those people there to back you up. And you can have that community in New Hampshire. Now, there's no guarantee someone's going to show up. You can send a message, and there's no guarantee that anybody's going to respond. But usually they do. There's no guarantee they're going to respond within a certain period of time. But more often than not, these responses are relatively quick. Someone does come. And the important thing is, the more people that we have move here, the more effective those responses can be. The more people that are then, you know, in the pool of potential folks, you know, how many people aren't at work, how many people aren't asleep, how many people are, you know, are paying attention to their phone or paying attention to, you know, whatever device method they're getting the delivery of the of your message. These are all important factors that come into play. There was one time when Michelle had made a call to Pork 411. She needed some help with something that wasn't really of an emergency. It wasn't really an emergency at all. And she was, you know, upset because no one came. And I said, well, Michelle, and this was, by the way, a couple of years ago, I said, Michelle, you live in the woods. You live in the middle of the woods. There's no one around to come. If someone were to want to come to some situation you had, it would be a 25-minute drive for them to get there. And by that
way.
Right, one way, yeah. So by that time, whatever it was that was going on is probably not going to be going on anymore. And so while it's cool to live out in the woods, there's certainly something that, you know, you're going to lose as far as the community is concerned. So if you want to have that activism community backing you up, you've got to be closer to the activists. And that's why being in a central, more central location, a city urban location like a Manchester, for instance, or perhaps a Keene, maybe the
Keene
seacoast.
Keene to a lesser extent.
Yeah, I would say Manchester and Keene are the two real hot spots for concentrations of activists. But freestateproject.org is where you can go to learn about it. We've got over 13,000 people that are signed up currently for the Free State Project, and there are 1,100 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That's not a whole lot, but it's a whole lot more than what you've got where you live. How many people are moving in? How many liberty-loving activists are moving into your area? Well, if you knew about it, that'd be one thing. You probably don't even know, because there's no movement where you're from. People are leaving your area, likely, like I did. I left Florida. Daryl, you left Texas. People are leaving California. They're leaving all over the place to come here to New Hampshire because they love freedom and they want to do something about it. Sam's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I've got a old technology example to round out the show tonight.
All right.
And that's the old Canon FD lenses that used to go on the 35-millimeter cameras that Canon made back in the, I guess, the 70s and 80s that they were primarily in use.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that those lenses are still put in use today is they're manual focus lenses, and you can put a gear ring on them, and then you use a focus pole that attaches to the camera system. And if you've ever seen in a movie where they have, you know, somebody in the foreground that's in focus, somebody in the background that's out of focus, and then something changes in the scene and they do what's called a focus pull.
To
bring the other person into focus. That's the reason that these lenses are still around. And to get a super fast set of prime lenses, which means they don't zoom, if you want a tighter frame on your shot, you'd either move the camera closer or get a longer lens. Yeah.
Yep.
Is just because of that. The modern cameras have little motors on them and connectors and sensors and so forth. And Canon doesn't make these anymore, but there are other companies who make some really high-end lens sets. The Canon primes, the old ones from people's collection, those go on eBay sometimes for more than what they cost, and a full set will run you $20,000-$30,000. And if you get into the stuff that's like a PL mount, which is the exact same technology that they used back then, it's just a different mounting system for the camera. Those for like a RED or the Panavision cameras go up to about $150,000 for a nice set of lenses.
Wow.
And that's so the reason that they're so expensive is because they use a lot of glass to let light in so that you can leave the aperture open and get really great definition and contrast in a low light setting, like you could you could shoot in candlelight or something like that. And even just a little side fact, Stanley Kubrick, who's a very famous filmmaker and so on, he was apparently given a lens from NASA that cost millions of dollars. It was used in one of the satellites or something, and they had multiple ones made. And for whatever reason, they gave this guy this multi-million-dollar camera lens, and he used it in one of his movies to shoot in a candlelight scene, and it supposedly just spectacular results from it.
Was it 2001 A Space Odyssey by chance?
No, but that's the speculation, is that he did some back screen projection in that, which was sort of revolutionary at the time. And the sort of conspiracy theory around it is they gave it to him because he helped them fake some of the moon landing scenes that they showed the American public. Now, Ian, quiet. They did land on the moon, but...
I was actually thinking, did he fake the moon landing?
All right, so wait, you said that you think we did land on the moon, Sam?
We did, but why would they show the technology it took to get there to the Russians and the American public?
I don't know. I don't have time to get into it right now, though. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Always appreciate hearing from you, dude. All right, so it's Vinny in here with you tonight.
And Daryl.
Daryl, find more of him over at fpp.cc, where he hosts his own weekly podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, not on your cassette deck.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.